here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Addy.
Hey, yo, I'm Mo, and warning.
Fuck.
Is a word.
It is a word.
And you will hear it during this show.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go. Wow. What a week.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a
week. What a week. You think over sort of the holiday season, Christmas, Hanukkah and such, and Kwanzaa, that, you know, not a lot of news usually.
Yeah.
But, wow. Kick it all off, I guess, with tables, ladders, and chairs.
Yeah. You watched the whole event. I saw highlights.
Yeah. No, that was, and it was, I gave it 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah, it's one of the best pay-per-views they've done in a long time.
It has, yeah, it really was. You know, the a lot of, I mean, again, not perfect by any means. I mean, again, some of the stuff like, you know, Wade Barrett losing to Kofi, I didn't, you know, agree with necessarily. But the main match is delivered,
yeah.
Right? And that's what you got to ask for, I guess, on a show like this. And so the Shield, you know, definitely didn't get buried.
No,
didn't look out of place at all. Ryback looked good,
yep.
You know, in his role. You know, the Cena Ziggler match come off. I mean, it's not the reaction that they're booking for, but you know, a massive pop when AJ knocks Cena off the ladder.
Yeah, not what they're not what they're thinking. But here's the thing. You say it's the main match is delivered. Basically, the action was good, not spectacular, but good.
Right.
But the booking and the angles. In the direction they went with, except for, of course, like Wade and Kofi, that's kind of stupid. But
yeah.
Other than that, like where they went with Ziggler and where they went with the Shield, all that is right. Plus, you weren't necessarily expecting it 100%.
That's
just because you don't trust them to do the right thing.
Exactly.
So for that reason, it came across really well.
Yeah, and I mean, and you had the Brooklyn Brawler.
Well, and you had that.
Yeah. Pushing and pulling.
He had his knee pads, didn't he?
And his steroids. He didn't have those. You know what he didn't have? A Boston Crab. Holy shit, that was freaking horrible.
Did he have a finisher when he was...
He never won a match!
Like he must have, no, when Heenan took him over, he must have beat a jobber then.
He must have, but I don't know with what.
Yeah, no, probably really a punch.
Yeah, I was going to say probably a brawling punch.
Brawling,
right?
yeah, exactly.
But... No, I did enjoy JBL on commentary saying that, like, MVP and Kim Chi are probably at home loving this right now. Abe Knuckleball Schwartz is probably going crazy watching this at home.
Yeah, referencing. I'll never forget back in the 80s, and the VHS tapes used to come out from Coliseum Home Video.
Yes.
And watching one of them, it had a battle royal from, like, 1979 or something, and all these... Guys, they had like Bruno and had a bunch of stars and
Backlund.
Yeah, Backlund wasn't in this one, but it had you know George Animal Steel and
okay.
A lot of you know Ivan Koloff, I believe, was there. A lot of you know established
Tony Garea.
He was in it, but and Steve Lombardi,
the Moon
AKA,
Dogs.
They might have been, but I don't recall. But the Afa and Sika were in it.
Nice,
yeah. So anyways, and there he was, Steve Lombardi, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Brawler. He's coming down, he's young, he's in shape, and he's, you know, and they're in the ring, and they're like, this guy has all the pedigree in the world.
Yeah.
Nothing will hold him back from being the biggest superstar you could imagine. And they're just putting him over like crazy. And he's the Brooklyn Brawler.
Well, but for years, he was just Steve Lombardi, the jobber.
He was
right?
Steve Lombardi.
In this purple tights, right?
Within four years of this, by the time I'm watching WWF television the first time,
yeah.
He's already a jobber to the stars,
yeah.
Right? And then...
Well, it's, I mean...
And the Brooklyn Brawler's best thing that ever happened to him.
The announcer, well, it was. I mean,
where's the Red Rooster? Worst thing that ever happened. Well, no, you remember it. So.
That's just it, right? So it had to have been success.
Yeah.
But... I mean, you look at...
Snow's an idiot.
They say that no one was going to be able to hold him down, right?
Yeah.
Pat Patterson came along.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So.
Well, he didn't hold him down. He bent him over.
Oh, that's right.
That's almost the same thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Whoa, whoa.
I think you kept him employed. It still does.
Yeah. No, exactly. He does, you know, pre-tapes in the back now. But, I don't know. I can't believe we talked that long about the Brooklyn Brawler.
Yeah.
Big story out of that is actually Alberto Del Rio... turning baby.
This
face.
Is the part that I really hated. This is the thing on the show I dislike the most. Not that I think it's wrong to turn him. Again, it's once again, though, a turn with no context, no story. The next night he came out on Raw and the crowd was kind of like 50-50 and a little quiet.
Yeah.
And any time the crowd isn't reacting majorly after a babyface turn, you did it wrong.
Let's slow down with that because, I mean, yes, okay, I can agree to a certain degree. I mean, it's more of a reason than, I mean, he didn't show up and become a babyface all of a sudden. At least he went and he saved the Spanish announced team.
Why?
And he saved Ricardo.
Why?
I know why, but he did, right? But
yep.
it's
why?
We don't know why, but he did. And that's more than what you get. I'm just taking baby steps. The other thing is...
No, it's shitty.
Is he went... Well, it's not... It could be shittier. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. He could have just shown up and challenged and he
yeah.
ended up being the baby face.
That's right.
That's the one way you can make it shittier.
Well, but he did something to cause him to turn. Right? There's a... Whatever
he did something completely out of character that they in no way foreshadowed.
Well, that was my whole thing, is that, you know, again, they needed, they rushed it. This wasn't the plan.
No.
The plan was to turn a baby face, but not this soon.
No.
Randy Orton's injury caused, they jumped the gun on
so
it.
Still build a storyline.
I understand that, but they didn't, and
you don't,
what happened.
You don't do anything without giving people a reason for doing it.
To me, the reason
is characterization.
But
the reason
he didn't get the reaction the night later... How did people order this pay-per-view?
I think a lot of people read on this pay-per-view, though. From what I understand, website traffic
could, yeah.
was up. I mean, we did pretty well. Our
yeah,
show.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people were aware of what happened. Maybe they weren't really so concentrating on that, because, I mean, they were showing up to find out what happened with Cena and Ziggler, not what happened with Del Rio turning babyface. But
yeah.
Some of them did know, some of them didn't. Regardless, it doesn't matter, though. I mean, if he had turned and it had been done really, really well and the crowd was ready for it,
mm-hmm.
you know, he would have got the right reaction.
No, that's true. But, I mean, again, it's here, presumably, I mean, it's been going back and forth on these tape shows now, whether he's a heel or a baby face. But fucking awesome car.
I don't even remember.
It was awesome. A Lamborghini. It was very nice.
But, yeah, I mean, Ricardo now is gone, apparently, right?
Well, Ricardo attacked by the Shield.
Yeah.
Tommy Dreamer attacked by the Shield.
By the Shield. Tommy Dreamer next night on Raw.
Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara at the tapings, both attacked by the Shield.
Mm-hmm.
Sin Cara's got a knee injury that he got a skull. He got it checked out today, so the severity isn't known. But he's going to be out for a while.
Yeah, and Rey's in not much better shape.
No, actually, with Rey, it's actually, well, I mean, he's not consistently, chronically.
Yeah.
But with Rey Mysterio, he's not hurt right now outside of the normal. It's he's going to visit Steve Urkel. He's got family matters. So, but it's a family issue, you know, that they're kind of mum about, but that's why he's off.
Okay.
So, but he was attacked by the Shield, again, to explain that. Randy Orton's been attacked by the Shield to explain
that.
Could
it be something with his son? Because did his son find out something about him? Like,
he doesn't have a son.
Oh, not his real dad or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm your papi, Dominique. No, I think that's sort of the Shield is being positioned still very strong.
Yep, absolutely.
And they said attacking all of these people. They're, as Gorilla Monsoon would say, a force to be reckoned with.
That is what Gorilla Monsoon would say.
Yes, and but true
mm-hmm.
as well. So should mention with the Alberto Del Rio babyface turn, dropping the Rosa Mendez angle.
Yeah, which actually doesn't make any sense to me. I would have just continued that.
I know, me too. But one thing that does make sense to me to also drop...
But the getting rid of Ricardo, is that because they think this is a part of a heel act?
Because
to me, Ricardo's actually...
I know.
The thing the that
baby
most...
Him, yeah.
Yeah, the most baby faces him.
Me too. I don't know. I don't know. But also dropped,
mm-hmm.
and in a good move,
mm-hmm.
Fandango.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it?
Yes. They have been told, well, it may be on hiatus, but we are not going to be seeing anything relating to Fandango anytime soon, if ever.
Much like Brodus Clay, on and again, off again, on again, off again.
Kizarni, remember?
Kizarni, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yes, Brodus, but Fandango, not long for...
Well, good. I mean, the guy might be, he might have the talent, he might to work, he might have the charisma. He did not have the gimmick, and just because he's working hard at it, unlike what JBL said, it doesn't make it a success.
That's right, exactly.
Because it's a shitty gimmick, and it's 2012. I'm not saying people don't need gimmicks. I'm saying they don't need gimmicks like that.
Well, they don't need TL Hopper gimmicks, exactly.
Exactly,
right? So,
yeah.
No, but I think, you know, that was TLC. I mean, we threw in a little bit extra there, but TLC. I did like the fact that Naomi won that Battle Royal. And to get the shot at the women's, because it was, again, it was just a new match.
Well, what's the other chick's name again?
Cameron.
Cameron, okay.
Tracy and Nadine.
Tracy and Nadine. Well, that's exactly it, though. I mean, she's the one who's going to be gone eventually.
Cameron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so maybe this is them checking to see if Nadine is capable of...
Well,
you
they don't like it when you have an outside interest, right? And Cameron works at a bank.
Yeah.
So...
What a skank.
Yeah. A bank skank, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah, you know something about those. Inside joke, folks. Inside joke.
Literally. But the other, again, to me, that's the TLC pay-per-view, and but really good.
Yeah.
You know, everything did, and then we transitioned over to Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Which again, 3 hours is too long, but loved Raw too.
Raw was tremendous.
You know,
Raw was tremendous as far as entertainment.
It was a tremendously entertaining show.
Yeah.
You know, match-wise, not a lot there.
I think maybe combined 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But it shows that, you know, matches aren't what necessarily makes it entertaining.
Well,
but
always.
The pace never slowed down.
Yeah.
And there was action even when there wasn't...
action personified.
Yeah, there was, even when it wasn't matches. So.
That's right. Well, we had the Slammy Awards. You come out to have, you know, the New Age Outlaws come out,
mm-hmm.
you know, to do the Slammy Awards for comeback of the year, right?
Uh-huh.
This was the Slammy that they did. But Billy Gunn's been hired as a trainer in Florida, so he's we'll probably see the
Good
New Age Outlaws. Well, more probably could see Billy Gunn in the Royal Rumble.
That wouldn't surprise me, yeah.
Right? But no, very. I mean, so that's
and
good.
We'll get there, folks.
Yeah. So it's good for him, and so anytime you can see the New Age Outlaws back, I'm happy.
Yeah, and they didn't censor ass.
That's true.
They said
that's
ass.
True. They did. They said the badass Billy Gunn. But he said, you didn't know? You better call somebody, is what he said. He didn't say your ass better call somebody.
That's
but then he
true.
Did call him the badass Billy Gunn.
He called him the badass Billy Gunn.
He didn't go the bad beep Billy Gunn.
No, exactly. But the other thing is, he didn't always say your ass better call somebody. At one point, early on in the act, it was you better call someone. So,
yeah, exactly,
you
know. Yeah.
But he was always the badass Billy Gunn.
That's true. Well, for a while, it was B.A. Billy Gunn, remember?
That's true, yeah.
When they're transitioning there, but...
Bad attitude, Billy Gunn.
That's right. Jim Ross and the Ross Report, but...
And
then you had the Boogeyman.
Yep.
He was the first one. The Boogeyman was the first
Boogeyman
one.
Boogeyman's the first one.
Remember I texted you saying, well, we have our first returning mid-carder.
Yeah.
The Boogeyman. And I think in the last show, we talked about who would we have to work with the young guys, and I'm like, and the Boogeyman. He's just a one-shot, but...
He's Booker T's friend.
I know, but
they're tight. They're very close.
I understand that, but it's just all I was thinking is, oh, they're going to have returning superstars to help work with the mid-carders. First guy I see is the Boogeyman.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. But anyway, and he was gone just as quickly as he was there. You know, they came back from commercial.
But actually, to tell you the truth, I think that works for their advantage, because if the Boogeyman lowers your expectations, then holy shit!
Woo!
One more time.
Woo!
Again?
Ooh.
Ric Flair.
Yes.
And Ric Flair...
was awesome.
Immediately comes out and is the best performer on the roster.
Yes, and this was taken notice as the Ric Flair... The 20 minutes when Ric Flair was on television, they gained 700,000 viewers for Ric Flair. And, I mean, he come out to do the... it was hilarious. He come out and he did the Superstar of the Year.
Yep.
John Cena
kissed his ass trying to turn him babyface.
Well, then he
work.
Announced John Cena, and then they booed, or he announced John Cena, or somebody booed, and Flair just takes it, he goes, I don't know why you guys don't like this guy.
Really?
Nobody goes, I don't know how you guys don't like this guy.
Yeah, I thought he said that actually after he said, this should always go to you, or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, maybe it could have been, but when he said that, I laughed at that, and then...
Yeah.
Punk was going to make fun of his ex-wives, but Flair beat him to the punch. You know, it was great. And, that was tremendous. And then he had CM Punk come out and continue his, again, when he's talking about his sort of his Bret Hartness of it. Like, everything he said was true.
Yeah,
John Cena probably had the worst
year
when since he's been on top. You know,
arguably.
He lost to The Rock.
He had another year a few years ago where he was losing a lot,
yeah.
too. So he had one other
year. But he lost to Rock. He became the only man to never to cash in Money in the Bank and lose.
Yeah.
He could never beat CM Punk. It was
nope.
that one time on Raw, right?
Yep.
I mean, it never would have mattered. He got hurt.
Yep.
I mean, so, I mean, he really, and then he lost to, you know, to Dolph Ziggler the night before. So,
yep.
I mean, really, it's... You know, I think he beat Kane.
Which is part of the storyline, right? This is part of the storyline.
Yeah,
story
this is, yeah.
Yeah, he beat Kane at, like, Royal Rumble the year before.
Mm-hmm. Remember the Royal Rumble was a really shitty double countout?
Oh, that's right.
And then
right.
he beat him in the ambulance match as the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
And then he beat Brock.
Which was also shitty.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so then they got Flair and Punk going at it there. And then Punk backs away. Jerry Lawler talks about his love for Philadelphia, or Ric Flair,
and he talks
about how he loves Jerry Lawler.
Jerry Lawler, yeah.
And then all of a sudden the Shield music plays.
Mm-hmm.
And this I thought was perfect. The Shield's doing their thing where they're standing in the crowd
mm-hmm.
on different things. And Flair's looking around going, and they go to commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know something's going to happen when you get back.
Yeah, you're not going to tune out right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and they went to go. I thought that was great, but what I didn't like so much is they come back there in the middle of a brawl.
Yeah.
You know, where did Hell No come from, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'll take what I get. But
you know what?
Sure.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's all right.
And then you follow up by the end.
Because otherwise it wouldn't make any sense. They would wait that long, right?
Yeah. And then the Ryback comes in.
Then again, why wouldn't it make any sense? So it doesn't make sense to the live audience. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
They're just the live audience.
That's true. Fuck them.
No, seriously.
I know what they do. I know what they like better than they do.
They don't care. They don't care too much about the live audience.
Well, no,
they're
you think,
with entertainment.
You think of how long during a live commercial... Say, CM Punk's in the ring and his music still plays for like 3 minutes,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
You know,
they do that all the time.
Yeah.
Or they have, yeah, exactly. Or,
so.
And again, it's you know, 12,000 people there or whatever it is. Probably not even that. And
I don't know how many they would have had, but Philadelphia.
Well, Philadelphia,
probably 12,
yeah, probably about 12, yeah. Against, you know, the, you know, 4.5 million or whatever it was, 4.3 or something like that, that the rating was.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So, I mean.
But I think also then you look at, the Ryback comes out. So they get him out, the Shield disperses, and they put Flair on his shoulders with Daniel Bryan standing there holding his pinky toe. And then you go to the back, and Bryan's going, you know, yes, and Kane's going yes, Bryan's saying no, and Flair's
saying,
in the middle going,
what's he saying?
Woo!
One more time.
Woo!
And what was it?
Woo! But that was tremendous because Flair's got his wide eyes being Flair. Of course, then Ron Simmons walks up.
Damn.
My favorite line there, my favorite Jerry Lawler joke
mm-hmm.
that they had, or JBL Jerry Lawler interaction, was when he says that Ron Simmons was the best man at my wedding. And Lawler says, if he was the best man at your wedding, why did your wife marry you? And he said, my wife's been asking herself that for 15 years, King.
Yeah.
I was like, that's funny.
Which is good because the night before TLC and Raw, I didn't even notice Lawler tell you the truth on Raw so much.
Good.
TLC, though, shit.
Oh, awful. Just those damn jokes again.
Yeah, just awful.
But,
go away. Get on. He's got go away heat with me. I wish him well in his life, but I don't want him
in
his
future endeavors. But, and then, of course, talk about the Brooklyn Brawler doing against 3MB in a six-man. Same match, only instead of the Brooklyn Brawler, we get Tommy Dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
Only time Tommy Dreamer's been an improvement.
And the only time Tommy Dreamer's done a reaction like that I can recall.
Well, Philadelphia, they put him up pretty big.
Miz
did not talk a lot, which was good.
No, that was good. There was an ECW chant earlier, though. I think it was actually during... What's that?
It was to Heyman.
Yeah, that's right.
During
yeah.
the Flair thing.
Yeah, during the Flair thing.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
an ECW chant. That
yeah.
was... Not for Dreamer, that's right, yeah.
No, that's right. But then there was some ECW for Dreamer, and then there was a Tommy Dreamer, you know, or, you know, Tag in Tommy.
Tag in Tommy.
Yeah, so that was good. And then Dreamer got over and got there. And then the other returning people was for the match of the year,
mm-hmm.
where you had Mean Gene, a Womp Bobble Hoop Bop, a Womp Bamboo, Ricky the Dragon, Steamboat, and JR
mm-hmm.
doing that. And, I mean, it was nice.
And one other person returned. And one other person's haircut who returned.
Haircut returned.
Triple H debuts his...
Oh, yes, yes. Well, okay, we'll get there. It was just good to see Ricky Steamboat. Of course, Ricky
yeah.
Steamboat being able to say, you know, I've been in the match of the year a few times. You know, which he has. You know, well, I think of Chi-Town Rumble. think of Savage Steamboat. It's probably the two matches of those respective
years. I suppose,
years.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay. Then, but he didn't name them. He just said, you know, I was waiting for a Savage reference or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was...
As you sit here wearing your Macho Man shirt.
I am, yes. My Macho Man Randy Savage shirt. Yeah. But, no, I think that... So that was good anyway. And then Undertaker and Triple H won for the Hell in a Cell WrestleMania. So
yep.
That brought out, yeah, Triple H's new haircut.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then he
got a huge reaction, too.
He got a huge reaction, a legendary reaction. Thank you, Hunter Chant.
Yep.
Also said, you know, he said, can you believe that I won in 1996, I won a Slammy for the best hair?
You know, yeah.
He did say
yeah,
that. Yeah. I was like, I remember that.
Yeah.
So he laughed about that. And then he did say that, you know, I'll guarantee you haven't seen the last of The Undertaker.
That was the interesting line.
The Undertaker called the office,
mm-hmm.
okay, said that he's training for WrestleMania. He's
mm-hmm.
going to be ready. He's picked his opponent.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his opponent and he's got his story. He's laid it all out for them what he wants to do, and they've said yes, no idea what that is,
mm-hmm.
but he's come up with it, so he's happy with it, and he's trained.
Okay.
He's in training, so he will definitely be barring injury at WrestleMania.
And perhaps at Royal Rumble, I say.
And yeah, exactly.
It's punk rock. He'll absolutely be there.
Well, that's the thing, right?
Yeah, that man loves punk rock.
He does. Well, I thought that Hunter liked Taker so much that he took his haircut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So... But, no, I mean, it's punk rock, and I think that...
He's a big punk rock fan.
Planting the seeds, mm-hmm. right? If you're going to plant the seeds for Mania or whatever...
The way that it sounded from the way it came across to me,
mm-hmm.
and this is what did have me worried, is it made it sound like Triple H Undertaker 3.
Yes. No. And then let's... Well, we can
but,
do that really
But,
yeah.
You say you don't know what it is. My suspicion, Undertaker, Lesnar. I fully believe that's the match we're getting now.
Yes. Here, well, okay, let me just, as of right now,
mm-hmm.
okay, and as of right now, the Mania card
mm-hmm.
has been shooken up.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that was, you know, kind of before in the books there, they've said that, sources said the only match still intact, after mm-hmm. all that shakeup, Brock Lesnar and Triple H. That's the story right now. That's just, I know, but it's just, that's the story as it's been told to me.
Okay.
Okay. So, that's the whole thing. It's
from your inside sources.
From my inside sources. That's right. Cunt Reporter A. TLC.
Yeah.
John Cena did a Hurricane Rana.
Did he?
Yes, he did. A standing Hurricane Rana. It was not picturesque, but it wasn't horrible. Like
was it off a corner flip thing, or is that a standing?
It was a standing Hurricanrana. I was like, what the fuck did I just watch? So he has six moves of doom. He should never actually do that move again. It wasn't very, it looked kind of, but.
And
he
did it with, he was in there with a guy who's short. Dolph Ziggler was very short.
And slightly agile.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No, I mean, but it was, I just thought that was funny, but that he did that. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's, I mean, true. And then, match of the year, trying to think of, most of the time he's a newcomer. The new mm-hmm. sensation of the Squared Circle Award,
uh-huh.
as it were. Newcomer of the year was Ryback Acne,
mm-hmm.
who, as much as we call him Ryback Acne, and we've ripped on him, he's no longer on my naughty list. Ryback is on my nice list.
Because somebody wrote a line for him, he said.
Exactly. Enough is enough, and it's time for a change. Let's quote...
Yeah.
The great, great Owen Hart.
And I am that change, so feed me more.
So feed me more. You got Owen Hart reference on the Slammies? Fucking perfect.
Yeah.
And
he got two Slammies also.
He did. He won two Slammies. I should mention very quickly, speaking of the Slammies,
now, question,
I'm not sure.
Just can you just let me know? I'm just wondering. At TLC, in the team match he was in, who was it that was the leader of that team?
The leader of...
Team El No and Ryback.
I believe it was Ryback.
Oh, okay. How would Owen Hart have said it?
Hmm?
Somebody asked him who's the leader.
Hmm?
How would Owen Hart say
I'm it? I'm the leader. Leave us alone. Yeah,
that's right.
That's right. That was a tremendous line. The promo show. It's on the promo show.
It's on our promo show we did.
I'm the leader.
Leave me alone.
I'm
who's the leader?
I am.
I'm the leader.
Leave us alone. But speaking of the slammies as well with that. As it relates to this show, we should point out right now, and as I said, I feel remiss that we didn't point it out earlier, is that in order to listen to We Talk Wrestling, you need to go download the We Talk Wrestling app.
Stitcher. We can find us on Stitcher.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That app thing, you know, yeah. And every presenter.
This is
it.
WWE knows nothing about subtlety. They
know,
just fucking
I know,
hit
I,
you over the head.
I know.
They've always been like that.
I downloaded the app. But the
I bet you did.
I did actually this the other day just to see what it was. But at one point I think I tweeted. I'm like,
what is it?
Do I need just it's
is it any good?
Is it
worth anything?
It's their website now. It's,
yeah, who gives a fuck?
I think what they started to do, if I'm not mistaken, and this is part of that Hell No, Ric Flair against the Shield brawl that they were doing.
Yeah.
I think to get over the app. I think if you're watching streaming on the app, the Raw, they did a thing that they did it on their website before when they were
you have to see the
commercials. Yeah.
So you can listen to 3 minutes of Punk song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that happened. Yeah. That was available. Don't quote me on that, but it was it's there. So so that was Raw. We forgot about Raw. Then the end of Raw. How can I forget the end of Raw? The debut of Big E Langston.
Is that going to be his name?
Yes,
it is. With that?
Yeah, Michael Cole called him Big E Langston. It's Big E. He essentially his role at this point is AJ's bodyguard.
Yeah,
which is perfect for him.
Sure.
He's just a big guy. I said when he come out, I wondered if do you think that he's been signed for 10 years for $1 million?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, here's the thing. Ryback is a big, jacked-up guy who's gotten over.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if he does, we're going to see more of those guys put up high in the card right away and pushed.
Yes.
To the main event slot too early.
Right.
And this feels
her,
like that.
Her name is AJ.
Oh.
The main event slot.
The main event slot. 100% true. Vicky babyface or no? I mean...
I don't know how you can, but, I mean, it seems that way. I mean, right now, basically, AJ is with Ziggler.
Yeah.
And Big E's the bodyguard.
Yeah.
And that's the group there. So I don't know what you do. I mean, logic would dictate that, you know, yeah, they broke up. They yelled at each other and broke up, and she booked the match, and so Vicky would be a babyface. I just don't see how you can do it.
She would be a babyface, and you're supposed to get some sympathy for her in the way they did it.
Yeah.
The thing is, she's still, in her behavior and reactions, is such a fucking heel.
Yeah, well, that's just it, and she's so annoying.
It's not even that. I don't know that she's so annoying. It's that she's been playing that role for so long. I don't think she knows how to do anything else right now. When her instincts kick in to act, that's the instinct.
Well, that's true, and I mean, excuse me, is a heat getting, and I don't know if they'll ever get away from that, to be honest, right? I mean, you don't fix what isn't broken, really, right?
But well, they do.
I know they do, but it's one of those, I mean, so, I, you know, Big E, though, I mean, good, when you talk about Ryback and jacked up and stuff, one thing you gotta say about Big E is that he was a national... drug-free powerlifting champion.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
I don't care.
No, I'm just saying. I just want to point that out. I mean, I know it's a perception thing, though, really, right? But Big E,
hey,
just like Mark Henry.
Everybody else is clean, too, in the WWF, because there has been, except for Randy Orton, over the last 18 months, no drug failures for steroids.
This is true. So...
all those guys clean.
They are. That's right.
All
no, but I mean,
including Big E.
But Big E, I mean, has a history of it. Same as Mark Henry, right?
Yeah.
With that same, he was in the same thing. So I mean, I would look at Big E as drug free.
I wouldn't. 5'11", 290.
5'11", 290.
That's his.
No, I just. I mean, you'd say call what it is, but I mean, there are people like that. I mean, there's not a lot of people like that, but. It's,
there isn't.
I would go as far, and I mean, quite frankly, I don't really care at this point.
I don't know.
But with Big E, again, when he's ever pushed to the top, right? If he is going to stay in that bodyguard role,
well, he's going to take on John Cena sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
I mean, I as soon as Cena lost that match,
my
thought was, okay, that's so they can pull this over, so he gets the Money in the Bank at Elimination Chamber. This is them continuing the feud with Ziggler. So he gets the money in the bank at the Elimination Chamber and cashes it in, but he ultimately still gets it. I still think that's the way it's going to go.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
Dolph Ziggler against Big Show is still not fucking the way they're going to go. They're not.
No, the plan at this point, or I said, and who knows, because again, with the WrestleMania card been blown up, but the last plan there was Sheamus and Randy Orton. But Randy Orton is the heel. I don't know if you give Randy Orton the Royal Rumble this year after they promised to him last year and then pulled back when Daniel Bryan got hot. I mean, but...
Why would you give it to this guy?
Why do they do anything?
Yeah.
You're talking in a logical, you're right. Why would I do it? No. Why would you do it? No. Why would they do it? Because they're dumb. I mean, they're not exactly thinkers here. But I think that, again,
the entire car's been blown up.
Yeah, so there's lots of possibilities at this point now, right? So some could involve Dolph Ziggler. Who knows? And what? All we know is that nothing's for sure at this point.
I think people should go back and listen to her. We're picking the three top opponents we'd like to see for everybody at WrestleMania. Maybe that's more accurate than we thought now.
Yeah, exactly. Never
know.
It could be,
this time we're just throwing out some crazy shit.
That's right.
Knowing that it wasn't going to happen. So.
It could be some crazy shit at this point. Yeah. I would want to point out, too, just to say one last off on the Slammies, the LOL Award, the Laugh Out Loud Award, they had a bunch of nominees, one of which...
And the presentation was the low light of the show.
Oh,
the
Santino and Albert.
Awful. Yeah, he finally spoke.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, the thing with it, too, is that...
He's the Shockmaster.
Wow, yeah, I'm doing this. I mean, they had the thing bag bandaged on his head or whatever, but... The thing is...
he is the Shockmaster.
Well, they had a couple... They had to talk about changing on the fly with it. Is it... Because they had the nominees or whatever, and the Dr. Shelby segment with Shut Up Howard or whatever was going to win. And Howard was all set to win that award, but he refused to accept because he thought Santino and Tenzai were a couple. So he wouldn't go out there. So that's good. As it worked out, The Rock won.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to point out, because this is quote-unquote fan voting, how legitimate this is, we have no idea.
It's not.
Nothing about this is legitimate. Well, okay, let's say it's not legitimate
Triple
at all.
Triple H versus The Undertaker match of the year? Fuck off.
I know.
It's nothing about this legitimate.
But let's give you the... Let's just say it's not then, because it's even funnier if it's not. The Laugh Out Loud, the funniest moment of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. The winner, they didn't script it. The only nominee they had no script in won the funniest moment of the year. So
brings up something I just want to mention just as an aside. This is brought up to me by through Twitter, Mo_WeTalk.
Really?
MoNoE on my name.
No E.
Mo_WeTalk. Somebody sent me a message asking me if we thought...
No E.
Christmas. Asking if we think that John Cena is in his promos less annoying since Gerwitz is being canned. So, do you find him less annoying? Have you noticed a change? I've noticed a change.
You know what it is? It's that
his storylines he's been in have sucked.
Yeah,
His promos have sucked. But as far as the annoying, really smiley, overly cute, funny.
The game show host.
Yeah, the game show host. I'm so funny. That's kind of gone away a little bit.
Sheamus is doing it.
Well, Sheamus is doing it.
Yeah, that's the thing. But, that's true. I do think he's actually been less annoying, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But, yeah, I just want to point that out. He got booed, too, because The Rock was not here to accept. Huge boos. Of course, that will transition us to the Royal Rumble, where Rock is booed out of the building, I think.
I don't think he will be. I don't think he will be, but that... And I don't think he will be. That said, you never know.
You never know.
If there's a show he's going to be booed at, Royal Rumble is the most likely one. Of all of them. But, again, this is Philadelphia, right?
Well, though, it was just the fact that he wasn't there.
He wasn't there, he was in Philadelphia.
Right? Yeah, well, there's that, too. They booed Santa Claus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that brings to the first Raw of the new year at this point, scheduled to be, not 31st, so that would be the 7th, January the 7th. Right now, main event of that show is scheduled to be CM Punk against Ryback in a TLC match. That apparently may not happen.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
It may just, well, it will in before the Rock round. They're going to have, maybe not TLC.
It should be TLC.
But no. They're going to have a match at some point in January. But
they
the
should.
Idea
yeah.
was to chase, for yeah. Ryback to do a little bit more of a chase.
Yeah.
So it may not be there, but they're going to do something. From what I can tell, it's a tease, basically, that it won't actually happen, that match. So, but right now, as it's set to be a TLC match
mm-hmm.
with Ryback and Punk. So,
that said, I don't think that they should have a TLC match, especially if it's going to be a traditional one where you climb a ladder.
Right.
That said, it always has been a good way for Punk to retain without actually really beating and pinning the guy.
Yeah.
If
he's on the mend, I mean, you don't fucking stick him in a match with Ryback where there's ladders.
No, I just don't like that idea, no.
Yeah.
So.
Couple of, did you have anything else
to talk about? Well, yeah, you mentioned main events. I just want to say not even Raw.
Hmm.
Another thing I don't like is, the Pink and the Stink winning their tag title shot in that tables match the night before.
Right.
And then losing it right away on the main event. Like,
yes, that's true. I thought it was a great match, though, the tables match. I really
I saw some highlights. It looked really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that said...
I agree.
Yeah, I think Cody Rhodes' mustache should be the champion right now.
Yes.
And, he is the tag team... His mustache is the tag team champion of the world.
Well, it is, and... Uso is getting a bit of a push, speaking of tag team wrestling. Seems like, they're beating the primetime players. They did that elimination four-way thing where they eliminated a few of the other people. So it seems like they're getting a bit of a... getting noticed, I guess.
Good.
So
that's good.
I think I
really like them.
I do, too.
I also really like Cologne and them Primo, though I see more flaws in their game.
I just see that the Usos got that they, just in terms of... they put a little bit of time in, they've had their down, they've been working really hard, so I think, why not?
So live SmackDown the next night. Commercial-free.
Commercial-free, live SmackDown.
Anything that...
No, really, it was kind of more of the same. It was just kind of a continuation. It was like a six-hour Raw, basically,
Yeah.
It basically did more of the same, pushed the same things, kind of a, I don't call it a retread, but...
It really was,
Yeah.
It was a holding pattern.
It was. In a lot of cases, it did continue.
It's like, okay, we shot our major angles at TLC and a Raw. We blew our load. Now we're just going to go into a holding pattern over the next couple of weeks. It's like we're doing this one, and then we got, we're going to tape our vacation, our Christmas holidays episodes, and we're going to, kind of just step back a little bit.
3.3 million viewers. Don't know what the rating turned out to be yet, but 3.3 million viewers for it.
That's pretty good.
So, above average
especially,
is a lot what it was doing.
Especially on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And a 2.9 for Raw.
2.9 Raw.
Largely, I mean, it's because of Ric Flair.
Woo!
And, what?
Woo!
One more time.
Woo!
Because of Ric Flair and because they were against the worst played football game in the history of the planet.
Yes.
I live in Canada, watch the Canadian Football League, have never seen two shittier teams play against each other. That's saying something, folks.
Yeah, and there used to be an Ottawa Rough Riders.
Yes, and a Saskatchewan Rough Riders at the same time.
That's true.
9 teams in the league, 2 of them named the...
Fuck. What are we going to call them? I know, the Rough Riders.
I like that the Ottawa is getting a team again this year. And they had a poll of what should win, and they're not allowed to call it the Rough Riders.
Yeah.
So the poll that won was Winnipeg, or what's called Blue Bombers. And, of course, there's the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Yes.
So they're going to just... anyways.
Yeah, they're just going to fold anyway.
Yeah, of course they have. They've had, like, 15 teams.
That's, yeah.
And, like, 18
years. I know.
It's like, you have a team to fold it.
Yeah.
Bring it back, fold it.
Yeah, I know. Is Gary Bettman running? Anyway. So that's the whole thing. They've done Raw and SmackDown... for the next couple of weeks here, for the rest of the year already. Really, the only major note that I saw coming out of the SmackDown today was the Great Khali winning. Oh, I think it was on the main event show.
The main event, I think. Yeah,
Great Khali winning a U.S. title shot by winning a Battle Royal.
So we'll get hopefully to see Antonio Cesaro pull that
neutralizer
move on him. If he can pull that off, and if he pulls that off. If he performs that move.
If he does it.
If he successfully gets him in that position.
Oh,
They should just show highlights
if
of him doing
it. If he could get his ass right up by his face.
And that 69 type, that deadly submission maneuver.
Yes. If he can cradle it just right. What should they do?
They should just show fuck it at this point.
Fuck it, you say?
Let's move on.
Fuck it.
They should just show that highlight of him doing it to that, him and Brodus Clay over and over and over.
Yeah.
That's all I was going to say.
Over and over and over.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Oh, my God. You're sick. So that was the sort of the next couple of weeks. A couple of roster notes, I guess. Eric Young has re-signed with TNA.
Yep. As expected.
So as expected, yeah.
I never thought he was going anywhere. Where the fuck was he going to go?
Well, exactly. No, it's fishing.
Yeah.
But also...
getting chicken.
Chicken, yeah. Chicken and ribs. But is another note...
Well, not ribs.
Oh, no?
No.
Okay.
Beer, maybe.
Beer. I love beer.
Not ribs.
That's true.
Canadian.
All right. Well, speaking of which, no, he's not Canadian either. Shelton Benjamin.
He's Canadian.
Is Canadian?
Shelton
Benjamin?
No, Eric
Canadian. Yes, Shelton Benjamin is
Hollywood, California.
That's true. Shelton Benjamin has given notice to Ring of Honor. The expectation that he will be back in WWE.
Yeah,
Just Shelton. Not Charlie Haas.
No, of course.
So Shelton.
They should bring them both back. Those should be the guys working on the road to teaching.
Well, we talked about that. I had my New Age Outlaws return. I had my Ric Flair return from my hand, and you talked about Shelton Benjamin. My first initial thought was, if it's going to just be Shelton Benjamin and not Charlie Hutch, what about a Shelton Benjamin Jack Swagger team?
I would fucking think that would be fantastic.
I just, you know.
Yeah, that'd be great. In that energized tag team division.
Yeah, I just thought those are the two guys that I thought you're not doing anything with Jack Swagger right now.
What are we going to call them?
I don't know. Gold Jack?
I like it. We don't write any of this stuff ahead of time, folks. We just want you to know.
This is true. Sometimes that shows. I wanted to talk.
We're going to move on here. You want to move on. You're hitting the quick hit items. I'm not done with Raw.
Oh, you're not done with Raw.
I just want to say, because we were... Yeah, I mean, you asked if I had anything else I wanted to talk about on the show.
Yeah, that was a rhetorical question.
But I don't to a degree. I mean, I do.
Okay.
I just want to say...
Good point.
Because that was an exceptionally entertaining show, and we talked about that.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I could care less. I don't care that the Boogeyman came back. I don't care that Ric Flair came back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care that the New Age Outlaws came back.
Oh, you didn't know?
I don't care that Tommy Dreamer or anything else. I don't care that show was entertaining. And I'll tell you why.
Like, okay.
Because they do this to me 5-6 times a year. They put on a show where I go, oh, that was awesome.
Mm.
And then about 12 times a year, they put on a show that's just absolute shit. And then the remaining, whatever it is, 34 or whatever shows a year,
yeah,
it's just really average and boring.
Okay.
So they do this to me every year. And this was a lot of gimmicks. This show was bringing back Ric Flair as a gimmick. Somas, yeah.
A gimmick.
Yeah, but bringing back Ric Flair as a gimmick. The Boogeyman, the New Age Outlaws, all this show is a gimmick. Same thing as the Raw 1000. That was a tremendously entertaining show.
Yes, it was.
It didn't lead to good TV after that. It didn't lead to good angles. I don't want to talk about them putting on a good show on Monday because I could give a fuck because they can't pull those guys out again next week. Maybe a Ric Flair, but even that would be law of diminishing returns. Everything is.
I don't know about that with Ric Flair.
He was great when he first showed up in TNA too, and then he wasn't so great after a while. Like, it's just, the point is though, and it can't be a 3-hour show on Ric Flair even if we'd like that.
I would.
That said, that's what I think. I want to talk about the booking.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about the booking. Here's what matters.
This
show doesn't matter. The gimmicks don't matter. Being entertaining doesn't matter. What matters is, are you doing the right things or not? AJ, Cena, Ziggler, they're doing the right things.
Yes.
Biggie. Ryback. Yeah, Biggie, I like it.
Like it.
I do like it. Ryback, the best book character they've booked in a dozen years.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause they've had one minor misstep. the whole time they've had him.
Would you say he's the best booked since Batista?
He's better booked than Batista. Batista wasn't booked that strong at the beginning. Batista was booked great once he got to Evolution.
Well, I just mean, but that's what I mean. No, you mean start to, like, total career-wise.
Yes, since he's been, since the character debut.
Introduction to a character. Yeah,
he's the best in forever. And even
And look how far do you have to go back. I mean, think of the Ringmaster.
Exactly.
Mankind was booked very well to start with.
Mankind was.
Out of the gate. Mankind is you know, because Rocky Maivia wasn't. Hunterhurst Helmsley wasn't.
I was actually thinking about that the other day, that of his era, his generation, I'm not so sure I don't think of Mick Foley and the Mankind character as the best heel of the generation.
Yeah. Undertaker.
Because I'm not talking Vince McMahon because he doesn't count. He's an authority figure.
That's true. Undertaker, again, someone right out the gate. You know, Million Dollar Man, someone right out the gate. But, I mean, there's a handful. But there's not.
There's only a handful.
You know, but back in the day,
so
Mr.
This
Perfect.
This guy's getting, this guy's getting a great reaction. Yeah. Because their booking's been fantastic.
And they
now,
didn't,
the field has so far, I mean, it's only been 6 weeks, but so far have been booked just as fucking good.
Well, let's.
So I want to talk about that stuff. I don't want to talk about guys that they pulled out and entertained me for one show. They're not going to do it again next week. I want to talk about, are we seeing positives in the direction they're going?
Yeah.
Now,
and
there
are
negatives. Yeah, I think so. I mean, there are negatives. Okay, I don't like, what, like you say, Kofi Wade Barrett. They're making a mistake there.
Yeah.
I don't like.
Tensai,
yeah. Some of the stupid comedy again.
Right.
I don't like, Sheamus and Big Show. That was done 1 month ago, and we're going to keep getting it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that. That's not good. I don't like what they did with ADR. I don't like what they've done with The Miz. I don't like the way that they are continuing to, you know, kind of, all the other, they don't seem to have a plan, even though they have a tag team division now, they don't seem to have a plan going on there.
Yeah.
But that said, those things don't matter as much because it's the two or three things at the top of the card that sell it, and all that they're fucking nailing. And that to me is...
AJ?
Yeah, exactly. And that to me, though, is the positive of this right now. We always see this every year, that when they get near... It's like the dog days of summer, and they start to get near Royal Rumble, and then that leads to WrestleMania, and they get energized.
Yeah.
And then it goes down, and then they get a little bit of a bump of energy
like
right before... right before SummerSlam. And then it goes to shit for several months. And we're almost past that. And it's like, thank fucking God. And they kind of have that, too. But that's what I want to talk about. I don't care that they brought up Ric Flair. I really don't. Because I don't think it's just a gimmick.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's like when Bret Hart was in Toronto and they had that show, and he had that interaction with Punk. Fuck, that was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You can't continue to do it. Oh, Montreal. Sorry, not Toronto. Yeah, you're Montreal there.
Mm-hmm.
A couple months ago.
Right.
It was tremendous, but you can't keep going back to it. It's a gimmick.
Yes.
But what's not a gimmick is the booking positives or negatives. There's some stuff they need to work on, but there's some tremendous stuff there. I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Okay. No. Well, you got a lot more there.
Yeah. It's Harry.
Oh. Met Sally. The thing is, oh, there's a Cheeto there. The thing is, with the Ric Flairs and the New Age Outlaws and the Tommy Dreamers were sizzle to some good steak.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not, you know, all fat where the sizzle's off and you got no steak left. You know, this is a JR reference always, but to the analogy that he always uses.
Well, okay, if Raw, I think Raw is like an 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
It'd probably be a 7 out of 10 still, which is still a good show.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not, you know, we aren't talking about it the same way.
No.
But like I say, they do this to me a few times a year. You got to do it to me consistently to give me this kind of show. Really good or excellent shows consistently for like 2-3 months. I don't need 6 of these a year and then 12 shitty shows.
But
and
having
a bunch of shows that are really, really boring in between.
But again, you've got booking.
But we're getting near the season where it should be good.
Well, and you're already starting to, again, to see that. You got a little bit of a lull for the Christmas thing, so again, holding pattern time. And
they
had
to do that.
But
the guys need hard time off.
But
so
I mean,
does the staff.
The Big E, AJ, Ziggler act I like.
Yeah, I do,
you know,
too.
And then you got Cena as the foil there. And again, out of the title picture, good.
And that's stuff at the top of the car, so it matters.
And then you got Punk being Punk. You got Ryback plugged in a little bit, and you got Rock on the horizon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So perfect. You know, that's perfect. Rock going to be on January 7th Raw as well. So all of that, perfect. Like you said, we've got some tag teams. We've got Cody's mustache.
There's a lot of positives going on right now. There's things.
There are.
And the negatives aren't things that are just utter shit, except for maybe one or two things, like the Miz talking.
But yeah.
But as a general rule, the negatives are things that's like, okay, they need to work on this. This is constructive criticism. This is what you can work on. This is what you can work on.
But they're underneath things.
And they're underneath things, exactly.
This is, yeah. So, and again, you look at it, WWF in 1997 built off Austin DX Heart Foundation.
Yes.
Right? You still had the Godwins fighting the Headbangers and the New Blackjacks underneath.
Of course you did.
Right?
Yeah.
So you still had undercard shit, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but the top was what was bubbling and bringing it up. So,
exactly.
I always go back to that, but it's true, and I like, yeah, no, the two there, the TLC and Raw were just like bang, bang for me. Got me really jazzed up and energized about, you know, leading into WrestleMania season. Right?
Exactly.
We're on a roll going into WrestleMania
season. Yeah, and they should be. And like I say, it always picks up some at this time of year. But
yeah.
Now, you know, and then there's a little lull after Royal Rumble again.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the final push, right?
Exactly. So, no, I think that's really good. Do you have anything else to say about
Rumble? No, that's what I wanted to get off my chest.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, damn time.
Yeah. No, I got to wash it now.
I know. Your chest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some stuff sticks to it.
It does. Oh, a couple quick TNA notes. Remember them?
No.
Total Nonstop Action.
You mean Impact Wrestling?
Impact.
I've heard of them. I've never heard of TNA.
Impact Wrestling. Final Resolution.
Mm-hmm.
11,000 buys on pace with the Genesis pay per view.
Not bad.
So yeah. So I mean, it's more than the 8,000. They're kind of going up a bit.
A little bit.
Level, but that's
sure.
You know, just to put that out. They've also TNA pulled out of their German television deal.
Hmm.
And this is a good thing, because they were sending the television over to the German station for free, getting it played under the hopes that they would get some pay-per-view buys in Germany out of it, and they would do a tour over there and with television exposure make their money that way. So kind of a loss leader, right? Send the TV over
sure. And
then try to tour. And they get only a couple hundred pay-per-views, don't make any money, and in their last tour, they tried a tour there, and it was just a bust.
Yeah.
So they said, okay, they just pulled out. So that's actually a money loser, them having TV in Germany, basically. So they've pulled it out and don't have it anymore. So
okay.
That's actually a good thing.
That's a good sound.
So other thing that I heard some names. And I wanted to, because as everybody knows, you talked about WrestleMania season, about the Royal Rumble, how they get into gear. And here we are in the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
And my Christmas season comes in terms of the day before WrestleMania, the night before WrestleMania, at the WWE Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. This year it might be the day before the Royal Rumble.
Well, we'll talk about
we'll get that.
Yes, we'll talk about that. But some names that are under consideration right now.
Mick Foley?
For the Hall of Fame. Mick Foley is one.
Randy
of them.
Savage?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mick Foley is in there. Is a name being talked about.
Yeah.
Bob Backlund.
Okay.
Again, more willing to go.
Isn't he already a member?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, he is, isn't he?
No.
Mick Foley. Of course, Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah.
Hunter again.
I think that's Sammartino and Backman in the same time.
I know, right?
And Foley, you're fucking almost blowing your load, but it'd be a hell of a class.
You do it while you can, right? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Especially with Bruno. So,
yeah.
If you can get him. Also, what may end up being part of a lot.
You know what I would love? Actually, you know, I'm going to cut you off.
I know.
You know what would be the best part about this? Is if Bruno went in and they solved this. To me, my favorite part is not just seeing him that night and getting his recognition there. It's the subsequent no longer seeing him number 23 on the list of greatest WWE superstars.
Yeah.
It's no longer see when they talk about Grand Champions his name being not being mentioned on TV.
Yeah.
It's no longer him never being on a DVD. It's
mm-hmm.
all this shit.
That they've softened on it a bit, but when you're back in the family, when you're back in the fold.
Very little. And it's been a long time.
Yeah.
There is really people out there who don't know who the fuck he is. And, I mean, he's...
That's a shame. Yeah.
He's like one of the five biggest stars in the history of the industry, most likely. And, you know, I mean,
yeah.
he should be
yeah.
getting the reaction Ric Flair gets at the same level or even greater.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing. That's the thing to me that is more exciting than just having him in there one night. It's the possibility that they will acknowledge and even create and build the legend greater.
Well, more and more, I'm getting the feeling that it's going to take a check, and they're willing to write the numbers on that check.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of seems to be what I'm getting. And, you know, it's a, sort of a settle there. But speaking of the settlement, maybe part of a lawsuit settlement may see us get Owen Hart in the Hall of Fame this year. Part of the Martha Hart lawsuit settlement is...
This year. That would explain the reference on Raw.
Yeah. Well, that's it, exactly. And then they're getting closer to that. So
that would so be so fucking great.
Wouldn't that, yeah. Well, you think of Bruno, Owen, Backlund, Foley, Hall of Fame. You know, you may not even... Foley would probably actually be the odd man out on that.
You
take him out, you know, on it.
You save him for another year.
You do. Another, speaking of Backlund, if you want to put in a bunch of champions, another name being bandied about, one of the greatest WWF champions of all time, Kevin Nash, being talked about for the Hall of Fame this year.
We'll ask him.
We will ask him, yeah.
We will ask him. He may not answer, but we'll see if we can actually get an actual... We have to take us to a show here in Calgary. What is the date on it?
The 18th of January.
18th of
Not
January.
Not November, no.
What did I say?
You said November.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hopefully it's a long show.
Hart Wrestling Legacy. Or Hart Legacy Wrestling, I'm sorry.
And he is scheduled to be there in the show.
Along with Bobby Lashley and D.H. Smith and Lance Archer and Chris Masters and Conan.
And we're going to effort to get some to talk to some of these people. We have front row seats already.
Yeah, we do.
But we're going to effort to see if we can actually talk to some of these people. No
problem. Effort.
That's the expression.
In what language?
I don't know. I heard on the Fan 960 Sports Talk Radio that they were efforting to get Gary Bettman on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's where you want to pick up your references.
Rob Kerr.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, last name I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Last name. And you'll know this name, but only if you've ever taken a trip.
We probably won't get any interviews with these people, by the way.
But
we're going to effort.
Down to Cobb County, Georgia.
Oh, a dead person.
Better read the signs, respect the law and order.
Wow.
Serve some hard time. The boss man.
Two dead people, then.
Yes, two, including Owen. That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I mean, that's just, again, that's there's apparently going to be ballots.
Now, if you're going to talk about dead people besides Savage... Who you think should get in? Isn't there a few you would still put in ahead of Big Boss Man?
Oh, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, again, if you're talking about undercard guys, right? I mean, it's...
But even undercard guys, I wonder. I mean...
Yeah, well, I mean, sure. It's, I'm trying to think of who they may be. I mean, like, Brutus Beefcake?
He's not dead.
Oh, right. My mistake.
He was filming Hogan.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. No, I mean, but... I mean, do you do... I mean... But, no. I mean, he's as good a choice as anyone. Think about the Big Bubba.
Yeah.
You know, his whole career. I mean, you got Dr. Death, Steve Williams. You could put Terry Bam Bam Gordon. You know, like the Freebirds, per se, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mid-card guys. Brian Pillman is a guy, but I'm just thinking, I mean...
Earthquake,
you know,
Brian Pillman is definitely up there for me. Brian Pillman...
I don't know if Earthquake is more than Boss Man.
It's probably equal.
I think Boss Man probably get a little bit of shade ahead because of his other, you know, Cornette's bodyguard guy, you
he
know.
Never, he never main evented, right? Though, a pay-per-view.
Who?
He never main evented a pay-per-view. Boss Man.
Yes and no. He may have evented... He did main event a big show, though.
He main evented the big main event. You're right.
The Saturday Night's main event... The main event with Akeem, right? I mean, that's the... But now, the thing. Here is my question for you. My question, this is...
Is main event of SummerSlam.
Is it right to induct the Big Boss Man in New York City? Do you do, Akeem? Do you think they have the gall to induct the Twin Towers in Madison Square Garden?
No, they don't. No. Fuck no. Fuck no.
I didn't even... That just came to me right now when you said the main
event.
And
it shouldn't have.
Huh?
It shouldn't have come to you.
But it did.
So it's much like Kelly.
Yes. Yes, over and over.
All right, what else you got here?
What else you got? How much you bench?
Okay, wait, actually, let's go back to that list one more time.
Okay.
And who inducts Boss Man?
The Big Show.
Okay.
My daddy.
My dad. I was going to say Al Snow, but that can't happen.
No, Jim Cornette's a possibility, I guess. Dusty.
Yeah.
Hacksaw.
Ole Anderson.
There you go. See? Done. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. You know. Slick.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Akeem.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, there's
guys,
out
though.
There. There's
but
guys
I just, I'm just, I'm looking for it. Who inducts Owen?
Brett.
Yeah. Who inducts Foley?
Austin. Rock.
Rock would be the best guy.
Al Snow. I mean, you can't do this.
Yeah, you can't.
Test, no. Yeah, I mean.
Val Venus.
Yeah, there you go. No, but I mean.
No, I think Rock would be the best choice. Okay, who else did you have there? You had
Bruno, so Triple H will do that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And Backlund. Again, it should be Brett. How about someone like Roddy Piper? Or someone like that? Just kind of throw out a name.
How about... Oh, shit. Iron Sheik?
No.
No.
How about Mike Tyson? No.
No, I'm just thinking of with Bob Backlund.
Yeah.
I mean, really, when you think of, yeah, like again, Brett
would be the guy.
Yeah, because it, yeah. I mean, who else is there?
No.
Who else is there? I mean, you can't have Superfly. What about George Steele? You know, they never really. It was more.
George
Steele.
I could see George Steele. He was more of a Bruno guy, but he took him on. Yeah. George Steele definitely wrestled Backlund. I've seen it. I mean, Greg Valentine is somebody who's like, as far as history with him would work, but as far as a guy you want to put on stage, fuck no. So, he won't show up.
That's true. When you say, I mean, again, when you say Bob, I...
How about Kevin Nash?
Well, but if Nash goes in...
Well, if Nash goes in, it fucks it up.
Then that kind of fucks
and if
it
Nash
up.
Goes in, who inducts him if it's not...
It's Sean.
Yeah, if it's not Hunter?
It's Sean.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
It's Sean, yeah, no, that's...
I almost feel like... Or Superstar Billy Graham isn't inducting anybody, not visually.
Not right now, no.
So, I mean, I do almost feel like the guy who should be inducting Bruno is Backlund, and vice versa. But...
Yeah, but I think, I mean... But again, Bruno's going to limit, right? Bruno's, yeah. I mean, you're just happy Bruno's...
Oh, I know, I know. Much like I mean. When Brett showed up that first time.
And yeah, exactly.
He didn't show up at WrestleMania.
At Mania, yeah, that's right. So, but yeah, and I think...
in Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, and again, there's probably someone with Bob Backlund that, you know, you don't... But Pat Patterson actually could induct Bob Backlund. There you
absolutely
go.
Could. Yeah, he's a good
let's
one.
Let's do that,
sure.
Yeah. Let's, you know, yeah, that's who I would say. Pat Patterson. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We mentioned WWE Network update.
Mm-hmm.
WWE is talking to potential investment partners for this network now. So they may not go in at it alone. They may partner up with someone on this. And apparently, again, just reading this today... And not knowing what this means yet, because not having it is explained, but the exact quote, people will be stunned to learn of the new programming direction of the network, which has changed dramatically.
It's changed?
Changed.
Changed dramatically.
It is. It's going to be Japanese wrestling.
Hmm.
That's why it's changed.
Hmm. Hmm. So John Laurinaitis is now the head of programming.
Apparently. Apparently. He's Dr. Johnny Fever.
Mm-hmm. He was never head of programming.
No, that
he
was Travis, wasn't it? That was
Travis.
They actually kind of look the same.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. but then, so that's just the update on the network. But other outside things, we talk about the bottom line of WWE.
The network we'll never see. That's the update on the thing you'll never see.
That's right. And the thing is bleeding money dry. Speaking of which, the licensee of the video game, THQ, has gone bankrupt. Filed for Chapter 7 or whatever it is.
So,
bankruptcy.
You do realize video game companies seem to go bankrupt 2-3 times a year.
Yes. Yeah. But they owe WWE, THQ, and listing $45 million.
Oh, that's going to hurt.
Yeah. That, my friends, is going to leave a mark.
If only the creators of that video game could get an interview with a big wrestling website to promote it. That would help.
Yeah.
Talking about what
that's
could happen
next year. That's what they have to do, actually. They got to get out on all these. They got to do, like, the circuit.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea. I don't know why they don't. It would help.
Yeah. But talk all positive about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be...
How about what's coming next year?
That'd be excellent. Excellent, like finger painting.
How much people love the Attitude Era show part of the show, of the game, the new game?
The game.
Yeah.
No, that's tremendous. But, so that was the... Well, quick, I have one more. There is a new, and we're going to put this up on our website as well. I've been in contact with a fellow. He actually would like to come on to the program. So we're trying to arrange an interview with...
I'd like to come on your mom.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just did.
Mm. On your mom?
Hmm. We're from Saskatchewan.
Well, then it's exceptional. Or acceptable. It's also exceptional. It's a little bit of A, a little bit of B.
Yeah. Right in the sea. He's going to love this segue. But on that note, there is a new website. I'm trying to remember. It's not Kickstarter. It's Kickstarter-esque. And the link will be up on...
Indiegogo.
Yeah, Indiegogo.
Indiegogo.
Mike's trying to do is put a history of WCW documentary together. You won't have obviously access to any of the footage, so he's trying to just put together and do some interviews with people not under contract and really get a non-WWE spin on everything.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And trying to put together this documentary. So we're going to put a link up on WeTalkWrestling.com if you want to, and some information on it if you want to help out. I'm trying to get him on the show to talk about it here, but for me, I mean, it sounds like a great idea.
I'll support that.
You know, again, you can have sort of things spoken, not in the company line of the WWE, right? You know, it's not more of the, Ted Turner, we destroyed him, right?
Yeah, all that BS, right? So, as long as we're doing this plugs for people who have, we want to talk to, whatever.
Your mom.
Of course, I'm also the co-host of We Talk Pop.
Your mom?
I'm also the co-host of We Talk Comics, and there's a comic book I had it sent to me, and I had a chance to read. It's called Swerve, and it takes place in the 70s wrestling.
Did Vince Russo write it?
It takes place in the 70s wrestling, and it's fucking awesome. And if you're a wrestling fan, it's even better.
What if you're a sports entertainment fan?
Then you're fucked.
Oh.
But no, he knows and gets and references all the little tiny stuff. I haven't quite finished reading it. I am going to finish reading it I just recommend people, if you're a wrestling fan, you check out Swerve the comic on the internet and try and look that one up, and I'll probably have a little more about that up at some point too.
Oh, that's good. Hey. And CM Punk apparently in talks, talking to Marvel quite a bit about
writing a book. Actually.
Writing a book and also wanting to write some stories for the Punisher.
Yeah, I can tell you. Oh yeah, that fits. And hey, I can tell you one of the guys who also is a big fan and supporter of this one, Swerve, is Chris Daniels.
He really likes it. Well, yeah, and of course, Chris Daniels, we know,
big,
is a big
comic book guy.
Big comic book guy.
Yeah, he enjoys the story. So.
Fan. He would almost be a Fandango.
But he's not.
But he's not.
He's not.
So, wanted to talk, I guess, one last thing before we get on to the main event of the evening.
The main event. Most important thing.
You wanted to, we had a question last week about moments.
Moments.
We wanted moments to go back. And so I thought we could go and we could give our moments here.
You want to do it now?
Yeah, let's do it now. Do our
I'm moments. Not ready.
You're not ready?
No. We just talked about this tonight. I said, this is what I want to do. And I laid out the parameters.
Yeah.
And then I need time to think of my moment.
All right, so we laid out the parameters. And then, okay, let's go.
No. What we're going to do is we're going to come up with 10 moments from between 1983 and 2008 each, with three spares in case somebody gets our other moment.
So we're going to come up with 13 moments.
But we may not give all 13. Hmm? We may give 13. I think I dropped some food in my pocket here. I'm just checking. That's why I'm going
in there. Are you looking for a French fry or something?
Something like that. I feel like something's in there. Hmm. What the fuck is that? But,
just more fat.
Because I'm not ready yet. Now we got the parameters. We got a plan.
Fine. We'll do it next week then.
Well, here is the plan. Of course, we're getting into the hallway season. The hallway season.
We walk around in the hallway.
Merry fucking Christmas. Well, there's no mistletoe in your hallway.
Just gonna walk around in the hallway.
Oh yeah. Hey, you know what?
Woo!
Did I mention?
Woo!
One more time.
Woo!
We're getting into the holiday season. The WWE and TNA has taped their shows with nothing coming up, unless something happens. We're going to tape some shows that are kind of be shows that are not heavy on current events.
Right.
And kind of have some content that's going to go up over the next little while here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll put this in there. We'll talk about, we'll look back on the year a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk some 1997 in wrestling. We've been saying we're going to do that forever.
Mm-hmm.
In our reoccurring semi-regular segment, A Trip Down Memory Lane.
A Trip Down Memory Lane.
And?
Lodi.
Maybe we'll even do another promo show. You know, you guys can always, again, email Addie.
A-D-D-I-E at WeTalkWrestling.com.
And say what you kind of show you would like for us to put in the can to put up here over the next little while, what you think would be the most fun. Or you can also catch us on email and tell us there, or not email, sorry, Twitter, at
WeTalkWrestling.
That one's hard to remember.
I know.
Yeah.
Or you go to WeTalkWrestling.com.
Yeah, sorry.
Fill out a comment on there, which will go to Addie, A-D-D-I-E, at WeTalkWrestling.com now.
I fixed that. You fixed that.
I did.
That's fucking good.
I did.
All right.
So, that leads us. We've been talking about how we're on a roll leading into the road to WrestleMania. And, of course, we all know the road to WrestleMania begins at the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, the Royal Rumble emanates from the United Airways Center in Phoenix, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
To which we will be in section 108, whatever it is, row 11.
Yeah, something like that.
Somewhere
13.
Like that. Yeah, something that way.
Tonight before the show, we officially purchased our tickets.
We did.
And
booked our flights.
Booked our flights.
My bags
booked our
are
hotel
packed.
Room. Everything's ready to go. We are going to be there at the Royal Rumble. Now, if you're attending the event, once again, catch us on Twitter at WeTalkWrestling.
Yeah, I'll have my Twitter machine with me.
And, again, send us an email. You want to get together for a beer and talk some wrestling while down there? That's what we're going to fucking do anyways. We're always saying when we're not recording, fuck, why aren't we recording?
Because
all we're doing is what
drinking
we're doing beer. Right now.
Yeah.
Constantly. And so we're going to be doing some shows down there. We're going to attend some events. We're going to attend some entertaining
events.
Stuff. You're going to get live talk about the Royal Rumble. You're going to get... you know, we'll tell you about the events around the activities, because they're having a fan
and
fest.
And for the first time ever, the Royal Rumble Fan Fest.
WrestleMania-esque.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know if it'll be that big, but it'll be the night before.
It's not that big.
It's Saturday and...
Esque means almost as big.
Really?
Well, it means not as big.
Oh, so you have a penis-esque.
Yes, that's right. It's not as big as a 747. It's still huge.
The one-man yang, 747.
That's not his finisher.
No.
It's just him.
It's just him.
500 pounds.
500-plus pounds.
What the fuck were we saying? Oh, yeah, there's the
Fan Fest. So on Saturday, what's going to happen? His Saturday Fan Fest opens at noon, and there's a regular Fan Fest. And then we have purchased our VIP tickets to said Fan Fest, because the Fan Fest then also has... three separate panel discussion type programs with them.
They were on a program.
Yeah, they were. They were on a program. But they have three different ones. After the Fan Fest closes, I guess, at 4 o'clock or whatever.
Your dog stopped knocking shit over.
I don't know what the fuck my dog's doing. 4 o'clock, the Fan Fest goes to, but I believe it's 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock at night. There is a panel discussion on the Montreal Screwjob. We don't know quite who's going to be there yet, but they said with people that have firsthand knowledge of it or were involved in it.
Throw around possible names.
Well, Brett Sean, obviously.
Brett Sean, obviously.
You know, we won't have Earl.
No, you won't have Earl.
Pat Patterson,
Vince Russo.
Nice. Did he live in Phoenix, or was he living in Colorado, I think, for a while? But
he could be there just as a person who has firsthand knowledge.
He'd have to pay to get in, though.
Well, they've repaired that relationship. Vince, I mean, it's highly unlikely, but Hunter. It's highly unlikely. But
I don't think that's highly unlikely. I think Hunter would be there because following this at 6:30, following this is going to be one called the Real DX or the True DX.
Yeah.
So Hunter and Sean obviously there. So it would make sense that Hunter and Sean would do that and go on to the next one.
Johnny Lawler?
China
Doll?
China Doll, I would doubt.
I would doubt too. But
trying to think of who, what else, you know.
X-Pac.
Yeah, New Age Outlaws, of course, they're both there, right? So I could see that, definitely. Who knows what, Foley could be around there. I mean, you're just talking about people in that era, right, that could come and talk about it, you know. I mean, Ken Shamrock, but Steve Blackman, but Gangrel.
But people actually had interaction with them, though.
Yeah. And I guess with this VIP, or with this panel discussion, you get the discussion, there's a mingling session with them and things like that. So it's going to be good. And then the next day, transition to the day of
we're going to network and hub-nub.
Hub-a-nubba. But you think of...
Oh, that's my favorite bubblegum.
The next day, The next day...
I like the grape.
Is a WCW and Monday Nitro and the Monday Night Wars discussion panel at I believe it
nice
starts
about
at
this
9
a.m. Of course, it's a panel. It's a fan interactive panel, though.
Yeah.
So we are absolutely going to be up there. If there's any bullshit or questions, we're going to go up there and fucking call them out on it. We're not going to let that shit happen as much as we have the power to.
Yeah. So we won't go to the next day because we won't be allowed in.
Well, we're just going to, we'll ask questions, and if somebody says, we could be polite while calling out bullshit. I do it on this show all the time to you.
That's true. That's true. But that's because you're a cocksucker. But we've got
I'm
that.
I'm actually a cock-esque sucker.
A little bit, a little bit. But it's, so then 9 a.m. the next morning.
You know who really does have a penis-esque?
Who's that?
China,
that's true. That's true. That's, she got an clitoris. So, it's on sale.
All right.
But no, I think that that's going to be, I'm really looking forward to this.
No, this is going to be, we're not going to be hitting a WrestleMania. We've never hit a WrestleMania together. You hit one when you were five?
God, eight. Something like
probably,
that.
Yeah, maybe eight. Eight yeah, nine, yeah, yeah. You're probably eight or nine. Yeah, maybe ten.
I don't think I turned ten. 87. I was nine. I was ten. I was a couple months away from being ten. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, you hit WrestleMania 3, so that was a great experience, obviously. And you're young, and you went with your dad and your brother. Was he there?
No, my friend Chris.
Your friend Chris.
But it was.
You went with Chris instead of me. You fucker.
Yeah, I know. Well, you wouldn't have fit in the seats.
Hmm. I was like 13 at the time.
I know.
I would have fit.
200 pounds?
We're going to the heart attack grill, but I won't get a free one because you have to be 300 pounds.
This is true. I don't even know if the heart attack grill even exists there anymore.
Anyways, the point is, though, that we're not going to be able to hit a WrestleMania for a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm sure
a few years.
It's on the bucket list. I'm sure it's something we're going to work towards.
I'm waiting until it's warm.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to New York.
You're not going to New York. That said, this is it's getting closer, and in some ways I think I could enjoy it even more than WrestleMania.
Well, and let's be clear here. We just talked about the panel discussions. In this fan access, it's going to be like our fan fest. It's going to be like that. They do it for SummerSlam as well, right? Mm-hmm. And now they're expanding it here again, the autographs. There's going to be a tournament.
Yes.
Where the winner of this tournament, wrestling matches in a tournament form, but the winner of the tournament gets a spot in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, so this is where you historically get your Yotsi Tatsu or, someone like that, or, maybe an Uso or someone like that will actually win something like this, be a surprise entrance in, and that's kind of cool. And just as a general, just as a general thing, the fact that we were going to go to this show anyways. Like, we're definitely going to the Royal Rumble. We talked about it for a couple months.
Yeah.
But the fact that this happened out here, this is just, this
well,
is
now,
serendipitous.
Now that I know I can see Yotsu Tatsu. Actually, I'm calling right now a month before it happens to win the tournament? Tyson Kidd.
Yeah, I can see that. Someone like that. Yeah, that's exactly who he wins. So Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we should have a lot of it's going to be a fun time. Again, if you're going to be there, that'd be awesome. We'll talk some wrestling with you. Get together. Let us know.
Yeah, my email, daddy@wetalkwrestling.com goes right to my phone. So
yeah, at wetalkwrestling.
Yeah,
so let's do that. And
Well, my email goes right to my phone, too. Email, Twitter, it's all there.
Your Twitter email machine.
My Twitter / email machine. It's multitasking.
Yeah,
it's excellent.
It is. So it's a woman. It's multitasking. And it's good at it.
It's good at it, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's see. And it doesn't complain.
Oh. Or nag.
It's true.
So,
I don't like my phone, though. It does suck dick.
So you're not married anymore, huh?
I don't know what happened.
Why that didn't work out.
Cunt.
The best part about this, we're sitting there, we're ordering the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going through, and we're going through, we're just about done to the end, and Addy's clicked on, and we got a total, and then Danny's like, scroll down, he's like, what's this? If you want to help children in the world, he goes, fuck off! For an extra $5, you could have fed some starving children.
It was a dollar. It was a dollar.
Your reaction to the idea of feeding certain children. You didn't even think about it. Not for the show or anything. Just, fuck off. The man has no soul. No soul at all. Or rhythm.
I need the money for Christmas.
Oh, yes.
No soul. Samurai Del Sol. He's coming to the pavilion. Samurai Del Sol.
Huh?
He's one of the wrestlers coming.
And superstar all. Superstars all.
Oh. Dragon's Gate USA superstar.
Well, there you go. All right. So I think that 80 minutes is good enough on this show.
I don't know anything else. So
Yeah. Given what's going to happen next and how we're going to talk and have some more fun. And like we say, put up some shows. So
yeah, we'll have
contact us and for all that shit. What shows you want us to put in the can? Do you want to hear a promo show again like we did in the past? 1997 here in review. Do you want to hear talking about kind of giving what we think you should hit as a history lesson if you're not as familiar with the wrestling past? What do you know? Feedback's always great, and of course also more questions.
Feed us more.
Yes, feed us back more.
Mo likes to get his back fed, but
back bacon. Mm. Oh, fucking delicious.
Know what that smell is?
That's what was in my pocket.
Yeah. Well, on that note, we have to get some shows over the holidays here. Is there any topics you want us to hit?
Oh, and on at least one of these shows, Addy will be drinking. We have not done that for a while because we'd be doing shows while he has to get up for work the next day.
No, but I don't. We're going to do a show on Saturday that we'll put in one of our shows for the can or what have you. It's going to be done on Saturday. It's not all.
And we're going to have we're going to both have some beers and relax. But you'll have more than me because you always do.
Well, I always
do. Actually, I don't know. And also, you weigh like one third as much.
Well, no, so I don't have to go. We're at the Palatial Golden Crusted Studios of House Addy.
Yeah. You're not driving home.
I'm not driving, so yeah. I'm drinking.
So, yeah, which is always a great time. Once again, I'm just going to tell the story about last year we got together for New Year's Eve. We were watching UFC. And
that's right. It was the last Lesnar fight.
Yeah, exactly. So we got together and we were doing that. And everybody had cleared out, and, you know, it was just us, and we're sitting there. It's like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning or whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah, and Addy had been drinking all night, and I had slowed down like 4 hours earlier so I could drive home. And so we're sitting there, and he's just, again, this is the best. We're not doing the show. We had taken a break because Addy got so pissed off at how they booked Punk after.
Pedigree 1-2-3.
Yeah, exactly. So so he's sitting there, and on the TV, I've told this before, it's just so great, though. On the TV, we're watching on YouTube on the Xbox.
No, I think I had the DVD.
No, it was YouTube on the Xbox.
Was it okay?
You don't remember. You were fucking hammered. I think I had a DVD. You don't know what it was. So you're sitting there and you're going through stuff and you're like, what are we watching? Finally, I just take the thing from you and I type in like WrestleMania 7 because we've been talking about Brian Knobb.
Yes.
And you're sitting there and we're watching WrestleMania 7. And all of a sudden you turn to me and you go, What Royal Rumble is this?
No, we were watching the Royal Rumble, and I kept asking which WrestleMania is.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, yeah. You were like,
and I was
WrestleMania. Yeah, you were the drunk one. Well, your voice always gets a little higher when you're drunk, so it's, what WrestleMania is this? Like, it cracks a little,
yeah.
Which is just fucking great. Like, what WrestleMania is this? We're watching Royal Rumble 93.
Yeah.
And I said, we're not watching that. We're watching Royal Rumble. And you go, oh, 2 minutes later. Completely serious, not making jokes. Looks at me. I look at him. I see this look at his dull look in his face as he's trying to think through the alcohol. I hear, WrestleMania is this? And I go, I said, it's not, we're watching Royal Rumble. He goes, oh, a minute later.
See, I'm getting quicker.
Turns to me. He goes, so what WrestleMania was this? I said, it's WrestleMania 7, okay? It's WrestleMania 7. We're talking about Brian Knobs. We're watching WrestleMania 7. He goes, ah. He looks at me. At this point, there's like seven people in the ring fighting. And the eighth guy enters and starts ringing and throwing people out. And he looks at me and he goes, fuck you. This isn't WrestleMania. This is the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
This is the Royal Rumble.
It was.
This is the Royal Rumble.
And what was it?
The Royal Rumble.
See?
Fuck you.
Even,
I know that this is the Royal Rumble.
Even,
it's not WrestleMania.
Even drunk, I'm brilliant.
So,
even drunk, I'm
he
brilliant.
He says that, and I'm like, you're right, it's the Royal Rumble. But you kept asking what WrestleMania was, and he goes, ah, fuck you, because it's the Royal Rumble. A minute later, totally serious. What WrestleMania is this?
Yeah.
So Addy will be drinking on Saturday. We'll record, we'll get some of that genius. Again,
you
can listen to our very first ever show, actually show two probably.
Show two
is, because we recorded them back to back. Show one, we started drinking. Show two, you were blitzed.
Yeah.
And that's where you did your first ever Ric Flair imitation.
Mm-hmm.
You did some Mikey Wick ref imitation. We did a Bruce Hart hat was in there. And you were fucking wasted.
Yeah, so.
And you want to hear the preview of that, his high-pitched voice, you can go back and listen to that one in the archives, as they say.
So I probably will, be wasted yet again.
Yeah. And then we'll go watch WrestleMania 7.
We will.
Or Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble 7?
All right, we're officially OUC.
It'll be 96, so not really. But anyway, yeah.
One of my favorite Addy stories, so I got a few.
It's going to be, so we're gonna wrap it up then.
Are we Humpties yet?
Oh, yeah.
Another drunk Addy story. No,
are we at Denny's yet?
No, it was Humpties.
I thought it was Denny's and we were going to Humpties.
No, we were in a Tim Hortons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
All
right. That was in 1996.
Yeah, that's right. And what about when you walked in, you were drunk, and we had come back from the Honky Tonk Man show, and you had bought the mask from him, and you're wearing the Lucha Libre mask, the Rey Mysterio mask that you bought from Honky Tonk Man.
Yes.
A natural connection.
Uh-huh.
And you're just completely wasted, and you walked into the convenience store, the Max,
wearing
the mask, and just scared the shit out of the guy who thought he was going to get robbed, completely oblivious.
Yeah,
that was
awesome. That was. I bit the shit out of my glasses because I was trying to wear my glasses and the mask at the same time. And then,
And I'm just like, we're lucky we live in Canada. The States, you would have got shot.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway,
90 minutes now. 10 minutes of filler. We're fucking done.
That's it. So, all right. So, in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Addy? What WrestleMania is this?
Nine.